Game 3 of the NBA Finals tomorrow night. I am sticking with my original prediction that the Miami Heat is going to shock the world. Miami went into the finals as heavy underdogs, which confused me because I think they're the better team. The NBA Finals, though, that is not the biggest story right now in sports. This merger between the PGA and LIV, not the biggest story in sports. If you were to look at these headlines this past week or so throughout the mainstream media, you would be led to believe the biggest story in sports right now, the divorce of Shay Shay and Skippy Bebe. There's been so much anticipation. There's been so much speculation. Oh my God, this could be the end of Skippy's career. Old lonely white men will have to source new mouth porn. There has been speculation as to why Shay and Bay are getting divorced. Now, me personally, I don't understand this speculation. It's not like this was all that difficult to figure out. There are two main reasons once passionate lovers choose to separate: money, irreconcilable differences. In the case of Shay and Bay, it's the latter. Over the last couple of days, Shay Shay has liked several tweets on social media, which blamed the tension between he and Skip for his departure from Undisputedly Woke. Now, I weren't talking about sexual tension. This was bitter tension. Shay is filled with emotional rage. There's been a lot of speculation regarding the future of Shannon Sharpe and Skip Bayless. We're going to start with Skip, then we're going to get into Shay Shay. I think Skip Bayless is in trouble. Whether what I'm about to tell you is fair or not, whether it's accurate or not, that does not matter. Like I say all the time, the only thing that matters is the perception. You know that old saying, "Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned"? That saying applies here. Hell hath no fury like a Shay Shay scorned. Shannon Sharpe has created this narrative that Skip Bayless is impossible to work with. Again, that might be true. It might not be true. But the truth does not matter because that is what his colleagues believe. According to Front Office Sports, FS1 is having a difficult time finding a replacement for Shay Shay. Not because he's irreplaceable. It's not all that difficult to find an overly emotional man who refuses to show up to work when his feelings are hurt. Not hard to replace someone who can't get out of bed when he's emotionally triggered. Woke U campuses across America, they are filled with men like that. Fox is having a hard time replacing Shay Shay because very, very few people want to work with Skip Bayless. They're making it even more difficult by narrowing down their field of candidates. If you are responsible for replacing Shannon Sharpe on a show centered around debating sports and mythical racism, what are some of the qualifications that you would be looking for? I mean, you want someone who is comfortable on camera. You want someone who is knowledgeable when it comes to the NFL and the NBA, which automatically disqualifies Mina Kimes. You need someone willing to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, someone who is a self-starter, someone willing to be the co-host and not the star of the show. Katie Rue Collins need not apply. Fox and Skippy Bay, they have a different list of qualifications that they're looking for. The search to replace Shay, it kind of reminds me of when President John Biden was looking to replace Little Red Riding Hood, Jen Psaki. We are looking for someone belonging to a marginalized group, preferably a woman with a 6-inch python, facial hair required, back hair optional. How'd that work out for John Biden? Instead of hiring someone who is qualified, he hires Corinne Jean-Pierre, whatever the hell her name is, someone barely qualified to read Dr. Seuss at the library. I kid you not. These are the qualifications required to replace Shay Shay. Must be a birthing person of color. Must be a woman, preferably both. Translation? They're looking for RuPaul. There are four names so far rumored to replace Shay. Emmanuel Acho, LaShawn McCoy. That ends the list of qualified candidates. Next we have Joy Taylor. Failure. Nick Wright. Nick Wright. If they put Nick Wright opposite of Skip Bayless, they're going to have to rename this show Undisputed White Privilege. To be honest with you, though, the replacement for Shay Shay, that is not the most interesting part of this story. Undisputedly Woke, it's already a huge embarrassing failure. For the first time in months, this show was the leading story in sports media last week. All eyes were on Shay and Bay. If I remember correctly, the New York Post, they broke the news that Shay was filing for divorce, I think it was last Wednesday night. People had every reason to watch this show on Thursday morning to see if Shay would address these tragic rumors. 119,000 people gave a fuck. 119,000. Woke take on ESPN, they consistently quadruple the audience of Undisputed. Very few people care who's going to be Skippy's next partner in the butt bongo because very few people watch this show. To me, the most intriguing part of this story is what happens next for Shannon Sharp, because I believe this could have major implications on the future of sports media. Over the weekend, Shay Shay invited a camera crew over to his house in Los Angeles. Lonely men everywhere. They were bursting with excitement. They were hoping Shay was preparing a photo shoot, giving them the ultimate prize of the shirtless male selfie. There are two men who can break the lonely male internet with a shirtless selfie. Shannon Sharp, Chris Cuomo. Hey, it's me, Chrissy C. Unfortunately, the woke wiener, it would have to be spanked another day. This camera crew, they were not invited to take pictures of Shannon Sharp sunbathing with dong and thong. The crew was there to capture the planting of seeds. Check it out for yourself. Here we have Shay Shay planting acorns in his backyard for the future oak tree that he will worship. These pictures, they serve a dual purpose. Number one, it gave ambitious wanker spankers the opportunity to use their imagination. I wish I could be the button on the back of those jeans. Two, this served as a metaphor. Shannon Sharp, he was informing his followers that he is planting seeds for his future. Much to my surprise, this future might be at ESPN. Couple of days ago, Stephen A. Smith, he offered Shannon Sharp a lifeline. Watch for yourself.
And that I don't know what his plans are. I don't know what he's trying to pursue. I don't know what he's after. But if Shannon Sharp needs me, I'm happy to be here for him. And if that included him wanting to come on First Take, the bosses at ESPN know that is something I would support.
Here's why I find this so surprising. Stephen A. Smith and Skip Bayless, they're supposed to be brothers. Stephen A. credits Skip Bayless for revitalizing his media career, which he should because his career was dead before he was rescued by Skip Bayless. And the way he shows his appreciation to Skip is by publicly courting his former partner in the bongo in the middle of their public divorce. On the surface, Shannon Sharp leaving Fox for ESPN, it makes sense. He already meets the requirements to be featured on Woke Take. Black, check. Emotional male, check. Willing to spread lies about mythical racism, check. Shannon Sharp, he would fit like a glove on BETSPN. During NFL season, I think they put Mina Kimes on First Take to debate Stephen A. Smith. This duo makes for mind-numbing television. Two people who know nothing about the NFL debating it. Shannon Sharp would be a definite upgrade over Mina Kimes, but that is where the benefit ends for both Shay and ESPN. There is a reason Stephen A. and Skip Bayless were successful. There's a reason Shay and Bay had entertaining moments every once in a while. Most of the time, they were disagreeing with each other. If you put Shannon Sharp across from Stephen A. Smith, it's just going to be two dudes agreeing with each other and swapping woke hugs during commercial breaks. No one wants to watch that. People want to be entertained. They want to see two people giving opposing points of view. There's also another factor being overlooked here. Chemistry. The reason Stephen A. and Skip Bayless worked so well, they had unmatched chemistry. This is also why I think this is the beginning of the end of Skip Bayless's media career. Stephen A. Smith can be entertaining on his own. He doesn't need an enemy. He doesn't need an agitator. Stephen A., he's an entertaining dude all by himself. Skip Bayless is not. He needs someone to play off of. He needs someone to agitate into an emotional outburst. More importantly, he needs someone willing to do that for him. Anyway, if Shannon Sharp decides to join ESPN, the biggest loser in that deal would be Shannon Sharp. Me personally, I don't find Shannon Sharp to be entertaining. I think he's an attention seeker. I think he's starved for attention and will do anything to get it. I believe most of his antics are all for show. He lacks authenticity. Now, with that being said, There are a lot of people who like Shannon Sharp. There's a lot of young dudes out there who like to pretend Shay is their uncle. His show performs very, very well here on YouTube. I don't think Shannon Sharp needs ESPN. I think he would be doing himself a disservice if he joined the worldwide leader in woke. Shay doesn't need ESPN to be woke. He can be woke on his own. The decision that he makes could be important for the future of sports media. I'm not saying this one decision will determine the future. I'm just saying it could have an impact. Like I said before, when talking about the cable news industry specifically, but like I said before, I think we are in the beginning stages of a shift in the mainstream media. Opinion-based shows, they are more popular here on YouTube. Go look at ratings for opinion-based shows on Fox and ESPN. Compare those ratings to the ratings from 2 or 3 years ago. They're all down. Independent content creators, we don't have to deal with the constraints of corporate media. We don't have to worry about advertisers. You don't have to worry about executives. It allows content creators to be authentic, something that is severely lacking in the mainstream media. Just like with cable news, I think ESPN will eventually have to focus on covering hard news. They're the only one with the resources to break news, and everyone else will react to it. That is, if ESPN still exists. My stance has not changed. I still believe this current iteration of ESPN will cease to exist by 2030. But what do you think? Will Shannon Sharp join ESPN? Could this be the beginning of the end for Skip Bayless and his media career? Do you agree with me that Shannon Sharp would be selling himself short if he joined ESPN? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.